be seated in the presence of the Lord. Anyone excited to be here tonight, shout the loudest amen. Excited to be in the first midweek service of the month of May, and the very first day of May. We call it here Labor Day, but it shall be your favor day. In Jesus' precious name. You are welcome also for this communion of escape. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, all the way to verse 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he has loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, he has saved. He didn't just quicken us. He made us to sit. Oh, not true. Verse 5, he didn't make us read verse 5. Alright, go ahead to verse 6. And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Subject tonight is authority with security. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Authority with security. Hallelujah. The objective of this teaching is to understand the security that goes with kingdom authority. Understanding the security that goes with kingdom authority. Meaning that kingdom authority goes with kingdom security. We just have that objective. By way of introduction, above only is our God-ordained place of existence. Above only. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 13. It's our God-ordained place. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. Above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Above only is our God-ordained place of existence. Above only means the place of authority. Above only means the place of influence. The place of authority, the place of influence. Furthermore, scriptures made it clear in Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14. He said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Cannot be hid. So we are a city that is set on a hill. According to God's agenda, we are a city, not in the valley. We are not even a village in the valley. We are a city on a hill. That is set on a hill. And then we just read, furthermore, in Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 6, that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are seated in heavenly places. So the up place is our place. But hear this. So God, in God's program, we are lifted. We exist in the lifted realm. But this is the point. The lifting of God is accompanied with the keeping of God. It's accompanied by the keeping of God. The lifter is the keeper. His lifting comes with his keeping. He won't lift you for any devil to waste you. He won't lift you if he can't keep you.
When God takes you up, he keeps you there. People may want to crash you down, but if it is God who took you up, he keeps you there. May I announce to someone here today, no devil shall be able to crash you down. That is the sum. The summary of all I'm saying is this. When God gives you authority, whether it is spiritual, material, or financial authority, spiritual, like in spiritual authority as an apostle or something, or material authority, or political authority, or financial authority. When God gives you any form of all of the above, spiritual authority, leadership authority, financial authority, when God gives you all of these, he gives you security. And it is not hard to know, because this is true in the physical. The highest office in the land, the president of a nation, is the highest authority of the land. It comes also with the highest security. Am I communicating? There is nobody's security in any nation that is higher than the presidential security. None. The ambassador of a nation, in whatever nation he is allocated security. Because he represents the authority of a nation. So authority comes with security. And if it is so in the spiritual, in the physical, it is so in the spiritual. Even influential individuals who are not even political office holders, places where things work very well, their security is of a concern. I remember a man was going to come to America some time ago, long time ago. And he was saying that their FBI and so on was advising him that we can't guarantee your security if you go to so and so place. That is, anywhere he is to go, even though he wasn't president, even though he wasn't, but he was a profitable, notable citizen of the country. They had to arrange for his security in the nation he was going. That is how things work. Security is the companion of authority. In the kingdom, God is positioned us as his people in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Above only being our place, it comes with security. Look at scriptures and let us see some people in the Bible that had authority and God gave security. Number one, Abraham. Abraham had financial authority. He had spiritual authority. He had influence. And God did not just give Abraham authority in the financial realm. You know Abraham's story. Genesis 12, 1 to 5. Genesis 13, verse 2. Genesis 24, verse 1. Genesis 24, verse 35. Look at the security that God gave Abraham. In Genesis 17, verse 1. God said, and when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared unto him and said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Walk before me. What's the meaning? Abraham, I came to confirm to you that I have your back. Like they will say today, I've got your back covered. Walk in front of me. You don't need to look back to know whether anybody is pursuing you. Walk before me. Walk before me. Go ahead in front of me. I did. I have got your back covered. I am behind you. Whatever wants to face you is facing me. They may be seeing only you, but I am behind.
I announce to somebody here today, from this moment, the God that you and I serve shall be sighted at your back. The forces of hell, in a short while starting from today, they will see Jehovah at your back. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen.
Look at someone by yourself. Say, God has got your back covered. Say, your God has got your back covered. God has got your back covered. Abraham, I dare your back. Let me see who will dare you. So when somebody dared Abraham, we read that before in Genesis chapter 20 and in verse 3, Abimelech, God came and said, you are a dead man because you have touched the wife of my friend. That was Abraham. God got his back covered. Authority with security. Not the hiring, not even physical security. God himself. In Genesis, now let's look at the second example, and it's the example of Jacob. In Genesis 32, Jacob had just left Laban. Maybe we can read Genesis 31, the last three verses to the end. Jacob had just left Laban. So you just, if you go to chapter 32, just back up, go up a bit to the last three verses of chapter 31. Can you do that fast? The God of Abraham and the God of now, the God of their father, judge between us. And Jacob swear by the faith of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered an a sacrifice, called his brethren to eat bread, and they did eat, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning, Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. And Jacob went his way. Now, this was after Laban has heatedly pursued Jacob as he left to go to the land of his promise. After 21 years. So was Jacob going to go alone? See what happened. You're on your way. Let me see how you will go, Jacob. Verse 1. And Jacob went his way, and the angels of God met him. Say, Baba sent us. And the angels of God met him. Angels, how many of it? You can look at it in verse 2. And the Bible said, and when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. It's a battalion. It was a battalion. It was a brigade. And this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. In other words, you have left your master's house. You have left, you almost left you empty-handed. But I just want to let you know, Jacob, that you are too connected to me to go lonely. You are too connected to me to feel vulnerable, to look like you are on your own. Host of heaven, just escort my boy. Woo! Very shortly, people here are about to move with angelic escort. Irrespective of what you have in the physical, you are going to see the host of heaven around your life, around your family, in your community. You will see the host of heaven. You believe and shout the loudest, amen. That is authority with security. Look at your neighbor saying, nothing to fear. God day. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
And that was, and it was in the same chapter that he was going to meet Esau. No fears. The host of God was with him. You go to chapter 35 for Jacob, and in verse 5, the Bible is still speaking concerning Jacob and the journey. That was Jacob and his family. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Beyond the host of God, there was a climate of terror that was upon Jacob, and the pursuers could not pursue him. I announce to you today in this preservation service, every pursuer sent to pursue you in the month of May, I declare their frustration. They are frustrated. Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout the loudest, hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, say, God is on my side. God has got my back covered. And I am moving in the company of the host of heaven. Example number 3, Joseph in Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 and verse 21. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph. Our greatest concern here was the fact that the Lord was with Joseph. The fact that Joseph was not alone. Even in Potiphar's house, as a slave, he wasn't alone. In the prison, as a prisoner, he wasn't alone. That is, God followed him inside prison. I don't know whether that makes sense to you. It doesn't matter where men keep you. God will follow you there. Hey! It doesn't matter where people keep you. If you belong to God, He will follow you there. He will follow you to the house of your slave master and follow you to the house of the imprisonment. And if he follows you to the house of your slave master, you must come out of slavery. If he follows you to the prison, you must come out of the prison. I don't know where they have kept you. I am anointed to announce to you, you are coming out. Somebody shout, I am coming out. Somebody shout, I am coming out. The Lord is with you means I am here. You can sleep if you want. I never sleep, I don't slumber. Let me see who will dare you. Let me see who will dare you. There are people here today, before this month is out, those who dare you will see the backslap of God. Those who dare you will regret their attempts forever. They will regret their attempts forever. They will regret their attempts forever. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. When God is with you, to dare you is to dare God. Any man attempting to dare you is to dare God. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. That was Jacob, Joseph. Number 3 is Job. In Job chapter 1 and in verse 10. The Bible speaking concerning the security of Job. It was Satan actually that was confessing. Telling God, he said, "Hast thou not made a hedge about him?" That is about Job. "And about his house. And about all that he has on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands. And his substance is increased in the land." When God gives you security, he gives you authority. He gives you impenetrable security. Impenetrable. Impenetrable. Impenetrable security. Security that no guerrilla fighter, no ambusher can penetrate. Impenetrable wall of security. I'd like you to know. He said, "You have made a wall around all that he has." All that Job had one wall. If Job has a property in Abuja and another one in Lagos, one wall surrounds them. Hey! Hey! has a child in Calabar, another child in Ikorekwene, another one in Isikwato, another one in Isialangwa. One wall surround all of them. One wall. Has thou not made anything Job has, anywhere they are located, one wall is around them. Oh, one wall. That is to give you rest concerning your child, to give you rest concerning your property, to give you rest concerning your husband, to give you rest. If your husband is currently fighting terrorism, there is a wall around you and a wall around him. If somebody here, shout the loudest amen. Mentality affects reality. This is my awareness. This what I just told you now is my awareness. There is nothing that is connected, related, associated with me that is not inside the wall. Nothing. They are all located in the wall. It's the blessing hedge, the hedge of fire, the hedge of protection. You are inside that wall. Every devil looking for you will jam fire. Every devil looking for you will be roasted by fire. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Say after me, say, I am too defended to be confronted. I am too secured to be scared. If there's nothing, you go home with today. If the blessing of God is upon you and He has lifted you, and all of us are lifted because whether you have physical property or not, we are all seated in the heavenly places. Anything you have, wherever you are, one wall is around them. Too defended to be confronted. I'm too secure to be scared. Hey! Hey! Somebody shout power! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That was Job. Now let's look at Daniel. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, verse 19. Daniel chapter 6, verse 19. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel, and he has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. My God sent his angels. My God sent his angel. The angel of the Lord is always on assignment for the benefit of the saint. My God sent his angel. The angel of the Lord is always on assignment. The angels of the Lord are always on assignment for the defense of the saints, for the benefit of the saints. They are on assignment to destroy death, on assignment to destroy traps. How many of you know that was a trap that was set for Daniel? They know that if you said nobody should pray, Daniel will pray. And as Daniel prayed, they said the trap they set caught Daniel. But the angel of the Lord was sent to destroy the trap. Can I announce to somebody here today, every trap they set for you,
Managalite, that you knowingly or unknowingly stepped inside. I declare that trap is destroyed by the ministry of the angels. In your place of work, in your assignment, in your family, in your community, in your neighborhood, every trap the devil set for you that you stepped into consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, by the ministry of the angels, I declare that trap is scattered.
This is a prophetic word for somebody. And under the next 48 hours, you will tell me that it came to pass. Stand up on your feet and went and go to 7 people. Tell them the trap is scattered. The trap is scattered. The trap is scattered by the ministry of angels. The trap is scattered. The snare is broken. By the ministry of the angels. 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 While you remain standing, read this passage with me, Psalm 124 from verse 1. While you remain standing, read it, want to go. If it had not been the Lord, who was on our side? Now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord, who was on our side? When men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath, anger was kindled against us. How many of you know that many people are angry about your life? Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Hey! Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their thief. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are. Our help is in the name of the Lord who has made heaven and the earth. Who has escaped? Hey! 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 By the ministry of the angels, every trap of premature death, every trap of premature death, every trap of criticism, every trap of infamy that is set for you and your family, the trap is scattered. Anybody related, associated, connected to this declaration tonight, it is scattered. Somebody say, I escaped. Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. The biggest clap and a loud most shout of praise. Your escape is confirmed. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah! Finally, let's look at Peter and the apostles. Acts chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors. That is, the disciples were kept in prison because their assignment was irritating the devil. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, brought them up forth and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life, the life of God. When they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But when the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel, they sent to the prison to bring them out. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told them, say, the prison truly found we shut with safety. Everything was secure, neatly locked. And the keepers of the prison are still standing before outside the door. But when we opened, we found nobody inside. How then pass through the wall? Please don't ever forget that if the door is closed, there is a road in the wall. We'll say that another day.
But just go on. We found no man. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they were perplexed. They doubted of them, whereunto this will grow.
What is the next thing we shall hear about this matter? What is the progress and the growth of this news?
This is the most, one of the most interesting passages to me in Acts.
Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the people that you put in prison, God put them in the temple. You put them in prison. They are in the temple teaching.
You have done your worst by determining where to put them. But God went against you. Who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass? Hey! When the Lord commanded it not, is the God who frustrates the tokens of liars. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
Listen, there are some people who never imagine that we'll be where we are or be what we are doing.
No, where they kept us is at the background. You can't amount to anything. How many of you are like that? When you were growing up, people talked down on you. They looked down on you. They never imagined anything can come out of you. But I don't know where they kept you. God is transferring you somewhere else. By his power, by the ministry of the angels, you will remain.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
You will remain where they think you will remain. You will remain where they think they have kept you. You will remain where they think they have tied you. You will remain where they think they have locked you in. And I announce today, anyone that they have locked inside somewhere by witchcraft power, by the ministry of the angel, your door is unlocked. Your life is unlocked. Your destiny is unlocked. Somebody shout the loudest, amen.
Look at your neighbor, say, I don't know where they kept you. God has a better plan.
Look at somebody else, say, I don't know where they kept you. God is relocating you. He's repositioning you. He's transferring you. Give him a 15-second shout of victory. A shout of victory. Some trust in chariots, others trust in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, and we are risen and stand upright. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it into it and is safe. You are already out. You are already out tonight. By the decrees and the preachings of this night, you are already out. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat.
Almighty, mighty God.
Almighty, mighty God. Almighty, mighty God. Almighty, mighty, 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 mighty God. Almighty, mighty God. Almighty, mighty God.
Almighty, mighty, 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 mighty God. Almighty, mighty, mighty, mighty God.
Almighty, mighty God.
Almighty, mighty, 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 mighty God. Almighty, mighty, mighty God.
Almighty, mighty God.
Almighty, mighty. Give the Lord a shout of praise and victory.
Please be seated. Because of time, we are going to rush. Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to 8.
Hallelujah.
When Herod would have brought, right, Peter was kept in the prison. Now, that is the story of how Peter came out. Just write down that reference. Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to 8. And the angel of the Lord brought him out. Now, how do we experience
our security in the authority realm. Where God has taken you and me in the heavenly places. Where God has taken us in the realm of the blessing, in influence. How do you experience the security? Number one, live for Him. Live for Him.
I'll live for Jesus. Day after day, I'll live for Jesus. Let come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I'll live for Jesus. Day after day,
I'll live for Jesus. Day after day, I'll live for Jesus. Let come what may,
the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I'll live for Jesus. Day after day,
live for Him. For to me to live, Philippians 1:21 is Christ, to die is gain. Live to represent Him, that's what it means. Live for His cause. Live for His purpose. Live to represent Him. Live for His cause. Live for His purpose. Live for the purpose for which you were placed in authority. The ambassador must represent his nation in order to enjoy the immunity that is for that office. Live for His cause. Live for His purpose. Live for the purpose for which you were placed in authority. See what Nebuchadnezzar said, or rather Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 20, Nebuchadnezzar actually said, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually, the God you are living for, the God you live for, is he able to deliver you from the lions? And Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever.
He didn't fail.
I didn't serve him for nothing. I didn't serve him and regret. He sent his angel. The one I serve sent his angel. My God has sent his angel.
And as God fail, my God will never fail. Oh no, as God fail, my God will never fail. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
As God fail, my God will never fail.
And as God fail, my God will never fail. Oh no, as God fail,
my God will never, never, never fail.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
As God fail, my God will never fail. My God did not fail. He did not fall my hand. He didn't put me to shame. He didn't make people laugh at me. I announce to somebody here, your God that you serve will not fall your hand. He won't make the world to laugh at you. He won't make the enemies to laugh at you. He won't fail you. He won't disappoint you where you need Him, in the name of Jesus.
Take your seat. Live for him. There are many people who are living only for themselves. Living for money, living for job, living for this and that. Live for him. Number two, trust in him. Have faith in God. Be confident in him. I just said it. Know that he won't fail or disappoint. Hold on to his word of preservation. Hold on to his word. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14 said, the just shall live. 2 verse 4. The just, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. By his faith, your life, your existence is at the mercy of your faith. No matter how holy you are, if your confidence and belief in God is out of place, life is at risk. Because without faith, it is impossible to move God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You can't move him. But look at what Nebuchadnezzar said in Daniel chapter 3 and in verse 28. He said, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. And he has changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. He sent his angel to deliver his servants that trusted in him. Not just servants, but servants that trusted in him. If you must be delivered, there must be trust. If you must be delivered from calamity, delivered from danger, delivered from disaster, there must be faith and there must be trust. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say, if you must be delivered, there must be trust in God. There must be confidence in God. If you must be delivered, shout the loudest amen. Don't waver in your faith, even in the face of danger. Look at the woman and her little children, 30-year-old, holding the mouth of probably an automatic rifle until robber had to run. Trust in him. Number three, know what is working for you. Know what is working. In 2 Kings chapter 6, Elisha and his servants were surrounded by enemy forces. And then his servant cried. 2 Kings 6:15 to 17. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Not what shall we do, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about. Listen. Waiting. You see what he said? There are more that are with us than they that are with them. Lord, open his eyes. Waiting the work for you.
past waiting the work against you. Waiting, I say. Waiting the work for you. Past waiting the work against you.
They that be for us are more.
Even generally, angels are more than demons.
Only one third of them became devils.
And as they lost their position, they lost a great level of power. One angel can kick out a million devils. One of them.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Waiting the work for me. Pass. Waiting the work against me. Tell somebody, say, waiting the work for you.
In case you are not from Nigeria, please pardon our use of language. This is called Pidgin English.
Waiting the work for me. Pass. Waiting the work against me.
And after tonight, what is working for you will overpower what is trying to work against you. What is working for you will overpower what is trying to work against you. Shout the loudest amen.
In case you leave here and go home today, and they ask you, what did you hear in church? You said, I heard many things, but there is one I remember now. Waiting the work for me. Past waiting the work. But there is a challenge. Waiting the work for you. Where past waiting the work against you. If you know fear, you go see fear. You see,
the chariot of fire round about, they didn't just appear. They have been there all this while.
But the man didn't see it until he said, God, open his eyes.
Many of us, all we need is the opening of the eyes. Open the eyes to scripture. Open the eyes to the spirit. To know the forces that are at work on your behalf. Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, open my eyes to the scripture. Open my eyes in the realm of the spirit to know what is working for me.
Take your seat. There is a message I am looking for, and I wanted to recommend it. I asked the media people to help me to get the title. I preached on the living in divine preservation, where I itemized the forces of divine preservation. I itemized things like the wall of fire, the ministry of the angel, the terror of the Lord, the hedge of the blessing, the presence of God, diverse channels that God has made available for the preservation of his children. You can look for that message and listen to it again. Or go to the YouTube, you can get it there. Living in divine preservation.
That is getting to know, if God is protecting me, how does he do it? So we explain the terror of the Lord. We explain the wall of fire. We explain the hedge of the blessing. We explain the ministry of the angel.
There is at least one angel, at least one, that is around you, but you are not aware. If you have ever given your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen.
Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. I prophesy to you today, what is working for you is going to begin to walk and actually overwalk until what is working against you is totally collapsed.
Know what is working for you. Number four. Follow that which is good. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. He said,
and who is he
that will harm you If ye be followers of that which is good. Follow that which is good. Let me explain it to you. Walk in, it means walk in the path of good. Summary. Be a good person. Good person. Don't be a bad person. Don't be a wicked person. Otherwise, you will never experience the protection of God. Be a good person. Don't be a bad person. Don't be a wicked person. Be a good person means wish people well. Be good to people. Let the welfare of people be your concern. Let people's welfare be safe in your hands. Can I go a bit further? Never plot the harm of another. Never program to hurt or harm. Never be involved in the destruction of anybody. Otherwise, you open your life up to destruction. For what a man sows, he can't escape reaping it. Whether it is in words, it is in action, it is in deed, it is in conspiracy. Where they are destroying people, don't be near there. Your name shouldn't be mentioned there. That's the only condition. Who is he that can harm you? If your pathway is good, you are not a bad person. You are not a wicked person. There are people who put mouth in other people's issues to pull them down. Say, it's good for him. It's good for him. Yes, it's true. He deserves it. From residual bitterness, hatred, and love. Some people report people in offices and the people didn't do anything. What do you gain when a person is sacked unjustly? What, have you been raped? Did that lift you? There are people so possessed with the devil that they enjoy the pain of people. They enjoy when people lose joy. That will never be your portion. Please, I beg you. I'm not sure whether this particular point has been included on this schedule before, but the Holy Ghost pulled up that scripture. If you want to be free from harm, be a good person. Be a nice person. Wish people well. But S.A. Sadella lived to be 114 years old before he died. He was one of the apostles that followed Apostle Babalola of the Christ Apostolic Church. He lived to be 113 years. Sometimes some people began to find the fault of the apostle Babalola. Some of those around him, some of those following him. You know what he told them? He said, you all are so perfect, more perfect than him. Yet God rejected you and anointed him. Since you are better than him, why didn't God give you the anointing that is on him? That was his answer. Case closed. Case closed. He said, I don't know his fault. If he has fault, I'm not aware. Then somebody said, tell us the secret of your longevity. He said, I love everybody. I don't hate people. That's what the man said with his mouth. He said, love and truth. In 1961 or so, he said he was coming from a night vigil and he was sleeping on the steering. He hit somebody down. And I think the person died of just like that. When police came up, he said, you have killed person. What happened? Say, I'm sorry, I'm coming from the night vigil. I think I fell asleep on the stairs. I didn't know where I hit her. He's saying that to people who are ready to kill. You know what they do?
It's okay. Let's trust God to wake the woman up. Since you have been so truthful like this. The woman didn't die. You understand? Be a good person. Be good. Don't ever jubilate at the downfall of anybody, even if it is your enemy. Who is he that can harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Grace to walk in goodness is released upon you right now. Finally, live uprightly. Live uprightly. That was what God told Abraham. Genesis 17 verse 1. He said, when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. You want me to cover your back? Walk perfectly. Walk before me on the condition that you will be perfect. Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect, upright, one that feared God and avoided evil. Verse 10, that was the man that God put a hedge around. A hedge around. And Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 15 to verse 16, finished the matter. Isaiah 33:15. He that walketh uprightly, walketh righteously, that speaketh uprightly, he despises the gain of oppression. That is, it's not unrighteous, it's not speaking terribly, it's not getting money by oppressing people. He's not giving or taking bribes. He stops his ears from hearing of blood. Not just physical killing of people, but where they are butchering people in backbiting. His ears is not there. You know, there are some people who eat their neighbor for dinner. It is 7 o'clock. Sister, brother, sister. So, what do you see about this man? This one will just butcher, hand over the knife to the next person. Say, continue. Butcher. Take the knife. What does he think he is? Let's give him time. It won't crash. Take the knife. What of you? In fact, people don't. I don't want to involve myself because if I talk about this man, give the other person the knife. They are butchering him for dinner. Did they eat person? Cannibalism. He said, he shaketh his ears from hearing blood and his eyes from seeing evil. If he fulfills that condition, verse 16 is compulsory. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given to him and his waters ashore. Stand up on your feet. There are things you do, you don't beg for bread. You don't beg for water. Ay, 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 ay. His place of he shall dwell on high. When was the last time you heard that kidnappers mounted roadblock for an aircraft? On high. There is a place that is far above the reach of harm. Far above the reach of harm. It is harm can't reach it. There is a realm God keeps you. Shall dwell on her. His place of defense shall be the munition of rocks. Bread shall be given to him. And his waters shall be sure. Stand up on your feet. How many of you were old enough, or well, many of us are still old enough. There was a time of very, very serious bombing attack in our city.
in our nation generally. And we decided to go and hold crossover night at the Eagle Square. Anybody remember that time? And all council was against it. That we cannot go and hold, and we say we have gone already. Provided they will give the place for our use. We did all security arrangements, everything, but we went. When some people say, supposing they come to bomb, I said, bomb doesn't bomb bomb. Do you know we came and did it? And do you know about two people were arrested from the venue with IEDs? Yes. They were arrested from the venue. They came for bombing agenda. Cheaply arrested. It shall dwell on high. Its place of defense shall be the munition of rocks. What bread shall be given to him, and its waters shall be sure. Somebody say amen. Welcome to our month of above only existence. The theme of this year, this month, is harboring it. The whole year's theme is centered on the month, this month of May. Above only existence. Allah, 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 Allah. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudmost amen. It is your month of existence at the top. Somebody say, I am existing at the top. 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 The peace is not my place. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for the word he just said tonight. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Go on ahead, appreciate him. Go on ahead, worship him. Go on ahead, honor him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, the sovereignty. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you and thank you. And thank you and thank you and thank you. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Mekadesh. Thank you, Rofeka. Thank you, Koreniesha. Olamore, we worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and thank the Lord and say after me, say, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
Say, Father, thank you.
Father, thank you
for the privilege,
of relationship.
Thank you.
Thank you
for placement, in authority.
Be
glorified,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for placing me, in authority.
Above only,
a city that is set
on the hill
that cannot be healed.
Existing
in the heavenly places,
far above
principalities
and
powers.
Thank you
for this possibility. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and speak to God. Go ahead and speak to God. In the name of Jesus.
Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands now and say after me, say, Father.
Father,
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace
to live for you.
To live for you.
Not for myself.
Not for myself.
To represent you.
To represent you.
To live for your purpose.
To live for your purpose.
In my generation.
In my generation.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To trust in you.
To trust in you.
I receive an impartation of the spirit of faith
today
in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes
to know
what is working for me. To know the provision you have made for my preservation in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to follow that which is good, to be a good person, never to be involved in the destruction of anybody's life in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to live uprightly. I receive the grace to live uprightly. I receive the help to live uprightly. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Anywhere you are tonight, in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You want to be forgiven your sins. You are saying, Pastor, I surrender my life to Jesus. I want help from above. I want to live for God. You place your hand on your chest wherever you are while you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life today and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.